This is a short introduction to spread betting, and in this introduction I'm going to be concentrating on the actual mechanics of how to place a bet with your spread betting platform and how to close a bet, how to profit and so on. Now if you're new to spread betting, this can at first sometimes seem a little bit confusing, and so it's really important that you understand this, because it's the fundamental process by which all spread betting works, and you need to understand the mechanics in order to be able to safely trade and make a profit from your trading activities. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to run through some actual examples where you can follow along and see how the maths works. Now you should find that on the screen here beside this player you should see these figures jotted down, so you can follow along on the screen as you're listening, or alternatively if you find it easier just grab a piece of paper and a pen and jot them down as I'm speaking, and then you can follow along, because if you're just trying to think it through in your head while you listen to what I'm saying, it might be a little bit confusing. Now the first thing you're going to have to do is open an account with a spread betting firm, because until you have an account you're not going to be able to place any bets at all. So that's your first stage, but once you've done that, it doesn't matter which company you open your account with, and neither does it matter what instrument you're actually going to be trading. The principle of spread betting is the same regardless, so whichever company you're with, whatever you're betting on, the principle I'm about to explain does not change. What will happen is that when you are ready to make a bet, your spread betting firm will quote you a spread price, and that will consist of a low figure and a high figure. And what they're essentially saying to you is that on whatever the market in question, these are the prices that you can get involved in that market. Now for example, let's say you're interested in trading the FTSE 100, and when you log into your spread betting platform you see that the price currently being quoted is 5775 to 5776. Now what happens is, if you decide, well, the first thing you have to make a decision about is whether you think the price is going to go up or the price is going to go down, because the way that you make money in spread betting is the same as the same way that you'd make money if you were dealing in an actual tangible asset. The whole principle is you want to buy low and sell high. Or alternatively, you want to sell high and buy low. The ability, you have the ability when spread betting to sell before you've bought and buy to close a trade. But the point is that if you're going to make money, your selling price has to be greater than your buying price. If it's the other way around, you're going to lose money. You know, if you buy something for, let's say, £10, but you're only able to sell it for £5, you've made a loss of £5, haven't you? So in order to make a profit on that £10 purchase, you have to sell it for more than £10. If you sell it for £11, you've made £1. If you sell it for £20, you've doubled your money and you've made £10. So spread betting is the same. You view it in the same way. You have to sell for more than you bought in order to make a profit. Now, going back to that FTSE example, 5775 to 5776, that's the way you will see a spread quoted to you, a low figure and a high figure. And if you think that the market is going to go up, you want to buy it in anticipation of selling it at some point in the future when the price has risen. Then that way, you're able to stick to that principle of buying low and selling high. Okay? Likewise, if you think that the price is going to fall, you want to sell it now and then buy it back later on when the price has fallen. So although you've done things kind of back to front, if you like, in that you sold first, your selling price will still have been greater than your purchase price, so you will still have the opportunity to profit. Now, you can only buy, if you're placing a spread bet, you can only buy at the higher of the two figures. Now, when I say buy, I'm not talking about actually buying a tangible physical thing. It's not like buying shares where you will actually receive a share certificate, so you've got a tangible thing in your hand. It's not the same. When I talk about buying, I'm just referring to placing a buy bet. So you're betting that the price is going to rise, which is why you want to be buying. Okay, so just to make that point clear, when I talk about buying and selling in spread betting, I'm just referring to a buy bet or a sell bet. Okay, so you can only buy at the high price. Now, in that example of the FTSE 5775 to 5776, that means the higher figure 5776, that's the price you will have to enter the market at if you think the price is going to rise and you're going to buy. So what you would do is you would go into your spread betting platform and you would enter in a buy bet at that price, 5776, at whatever unit stake you wish to bet. Now, let's just say for argument's sake that in this example, I'm going to bet the minimum that my spread betting company allows me to bet, and for most of them, the minimum bet size will be £1. So in this case, I put at place a buy bet at £1 at that price, 5776. So I think the price is going to rise. Now let's say that I'm right, and at some point later on, after I've placed the bet, the price has indeed risen and it's gone up by 10 points. And when I talk about points, that just refers to the incremental value of the increase in the price that you see quoted. Okay, so an increase of 10 points means that the price now being quoted, or the spread now being quoted, is 5785 to 5786. You can see that from 5775 to 5785 is an increase of 10. And likewise, from 5776 to 5786, that also is an increase of 10. So the spread is still 1 point, 5785 to 5786. Okay, there's still 1 point difference between the two prices being quoted in the spread, and that will always be the same. But the price has actually risen. So the sell price has gone up from 5775 to 5785, and that is the price at which I would have to sell in order to close my bet. I bought at 5776, and to get out of my trade I have to place an opposing bet, so in other words a sell bet at £1, and the price that I have to sell at is the lowest of the two prices that's quoted to me, which now is 5785. So I sell £1 at 5785, and the difference between my buy price, 5776, and my sell price, 5785, is 9 points. If you take the smaller figure away from the larger figure, you'll see there's 9. That's the difference between the two. So my profit is 9 points. Now, in order to actually translate that into pounds, I have to multiply the points by my stake. In this case, my stake was £1, so my profit is £1 times 9 points is £9. You always work out your profit or your loss by multiplying the price that you, or rather the value of the bet, the size of your bet, so whether that was £1, £2, whatever, you multiply that figure by the difference between your buy price and your sell price. So in this case, that difference is 9. So had I staked £2 rather than 1 on this bet, my profit would have been 2 times 9, which is 18. Had I placed a £10 bet, my profit would be 10 times 9, which is £90. So you always work out your profit or loss by multiplying your stake times the number of points, profit or loss, as the case may be. So we were looking there at a profitable trade, but of course you can lose as well. So let's just have a quick look at a losing trade. Again, still on this FTSE example, I bought at 5776 at £1, but let's say this time that instead of the price going up, the price is falling, And I think at some point later on, after I place my trade, I see the price falling, and I think it looks as though it's going to continue to fall. Therefore, I just want to get out of my trade as quickly as I can. I don't want to hold it any longer, because if I do, I think the loss will be greater. So I just want to cut my losses and get out of the trade. So at this point, let's say the price has fallen by 10 points. So now the price quoted to me is 5765 to 5766. Again, the spread is still only 1 point. If you remember, that's always going to be the same. But the price has just dropped by 10 points. Now, I have to sell at the lower of the two prices, which is 5765. So to close my trade, I have to make a sell bet at £1, and the price is 5765. Now, the difference between my buy price, 5776, and my sell price, 5765, is 11. If you take the smaller figure from the larger figure, you'll see the difference is 11. But in this case, it's a losing trade, because if you remember, I bought at a higher price. I bought high and I sold low, therefore I've lost money. So my loss is 11 points, and I multiply that by my stake, which in this example was £1. So my loss is £11 on this example. Had I been staking £2, my loss would have been 2 times 11, which would be £22. Had I staked £10, my loss would be 10 times 11, £110. Okay, so it's important that you understand this, because immediately you can see that there is the potential to lose more than you stake. Remember, spread betting is what's called a leveraged investment, and this hopefully will allow you to sort of get your head around what that means. It's not like betting on a horse, where you go into a bookmaker's, you bet £1 on such and such a horse at, you know, such and such a time and race, and if the horse loses, you only lose your stake. So if you've staked £1 and the horse loses, you only lose £1. If you stake £10 and the horse loses, you've only lost £10. You only lose your stake. Spread betting is completely different. You could lose considerably more than your stake. I've just looked at an example here where your loss was 11 points. But of course, the whatever the instrument is that you're trading on, the price could absolutely plummet, and it could drop by 100 points, 150 points, and you're going to now be closing out your trade at 150 times your stake as a loss. Okay, so you must understand that. It's really, really important. I mean, obviously, it works the other way as well, and the price could go shooting up in your favor by 150 points, and suddenly you've got a profit of 150 times your stake. So, you know, it works both ways. I mean, that is the attraction of spread betting, is that it gives you this ability to win a lot more than you stake. But, of course, the other side of the coin is that you can lose as well. So you must understand this point. It's really important. Now, the other thing that you will be aware of is that depending on what you're trading, you may be slightly confused when you look at the spread price, because often you will see that whatever it is you want to trade is quoted with a decimal point in the price, and there could be 4 or possibly 5 figures after the decimal point, and it can initially look a little bit confusing. For instance, if you wanted to trade the euro dollar, you could go into your spread betting platform and you see the price quoted at 1.4039 to 1.4040. And you might initially be thinking, oh, blimey, that's a horrible sort of number. How on earth do I work out the spread on that? Well, I find the easiest way is, if you're looking at something that has a decimal point, is just pretend the decimal point isn't there. Just, you know, take it away in your imagination. So now that price on the euro dollar becomes 1.4039 to 1.4040. So it's just two sets of 5-figure numbers, and all you need to do is take away, if you look at the last two digits of each of those numbers. So the smaller figure, 14039, just look at the 39, that's the last two digits of that. And then the bigger figure, 14040, just look at the last two digits on there, which is 40. So you're now just looking at 39 to 40 as the spread. Now, you can immediately see that we're talking about a spread of 1 point, aren't we? The difference between 39 and 40 is one. You know, anybody can do that very, very easily. So that, I find, is the simplest way when you see a decimal point. Now, sometimes the index that you're looking at, the spread will be quoted to two decimal points. So, for instance, in the US dollar Japanese yen, the spread that you might see there would be 80.47 to 80.49. So again, just imagine that the decimal point has gone, take it out in your head, you're looking now at a price of 80.47 to 80.49. Just look at those last two figures, 47 to 49, that's a spread of 2 points. Okay, so if you think of it in those terms, hopefully that'll make it easier when it comes to looking at some of these spread prices that can initially look a little bit confusing, okay? But the important point to remember is that whichever of the different instruments that you're trading, and however you see the price quoted, whether it be with decimal points or not, and whether you've got two or four or five figures after the decimal point, the important thing to remember is that always the price that you buy at will be the higher of the two figures, and the price that you sell at will be the lower of the two figures. Okay, now, in order for you to make a profit, the price has to move. If the price goes nowhere, it's not possible for you to make a profit. Now, let me just give you an example which will hopefully make that clear. Let's go back and look at the price that I initially said for the FTSE. If you remember, the price there was 5775 to 5776. Now, let's say that you buy at the high figure, 5776, because you think the price is going to rise. Now, for whatever reason, you might immediately think, oh, actually, did I get that right? Oh, no, maybe it's not going to buy. Oh, no, I think perhaps it's going to sell. Oh, I want to get out of this trade. I made a mistake. And you immediately go to close the trade by putting on a sell. But the price hasn't changed. The price is still 5775. Now, you have to sell at the lower of the two figures. So although the price is unchanged and the spread is still quoted at 5775 to 5776, you bought at 5776, but you have to sell at 5775. So, in other words, you will have lost 1 point, which is the value of the spread. So if the price hasn't moved and you close your trade, you are going to lose whatever your stake is times the size of the spread. I hope that makes sense, because it's important you understand that, because it is quite conceivable that regardless of if you make a mistake, you might find that you get into a trade and it just goes nowhere, and it sits there and it sits there and it sits there, goes absolutely nowhere. You'd been anticipating a move, but it hasn't materialized, and so you think, no, this isn't working, I'm going to get out of this trade. But if the price hasn't moved, you are going to lose money, even though the spread that you're quoted is exactly the same as when you opened the trade. When you close that trade, you will lose money because of the fact that you can only ever buy at the high and sell at the low, and so it means that you can't sell at the same price as you bought if the price hasn't moved. So if the price has moved in your favor by the size of the spread, you can close at break even. So for instance, again, looking at the FTSE trade, let's say you buy at 5776 and the price goes up by 1 point, and so now the price quoted is 5776 to 5777. the price has increased by one. So if you bought at 5776 and you decide to sell, now the price has gone up, you sell at 5776 because that's now the lower of the two figures that are quoted in the spread. So you buy at 5776, you sell at 5776. So in other words, you break even. So you can break even, or never mind, you will break even if the price has moved in your favor by whatever the spread is between when you open and close the trade. I hope that makes sense, because again, that's important to understand that. In other words, look at it this way. You will find that the examples that I've quoted you just now have been with small spreads, 1 point on the FTSE and the euro dollar and 2 points on the US dollar Japanese yen. Okay, so those are examples of low spreads, but depending on what you're trading, the size of the spread could be a lot bigger. It could be 5, it could be 8 points, it could be 10, it could be 20 points. Let's say you're trading something that has a spread of 10 points. If you buy and the price moves up by 10 points, then it's only moved by the size of the spread. So if you close your trade at that point, although the price has increased by 10 points, you're actually going to break even. You're not going to make a profit, because in order to make a profit, the price has to move in your favor by the spread, which breaks you even, and then at least one. So if the price moves by the spread plus one, you've made a point profit. If the price only moves in your favor by whatever the spread is, and you close the trade at that point, you're going to break even. Okay, so that's an important point to get your head around. If me talking through that hasn't quite made it clear, play around with the figures until you do understand it, because you must not start trading until you do understand this. This is absolutely fundamental. Okay, now the other thing that I must just quickly mention is that in order to close a trade, you must always place an exactly opposite trade from the trade that you opened with. So in other words, if you buy when you get into a trade, you have to sell to close that trade. If you sell to get into a trade, you have to buy to get out of the trade. And your stake must be the same as your opening stake. So if you open a trade by selling at a pound, to close that trade, you must buy at a pound. If you open a trade by buying at £5, you must close that trade by selling at £5. It is possible to partially close a trade. So for instance, if you buy at £5 and you sell at £3, you have closed 3/5 of your trade, but you still have £2 in a buy position. So in order to completely close that trade, you would have to subsequently go back in and sell £2, okay? And that would then have closed out the entire £5. So you must understand that. And the other thing to be aware of is that it is possible in the heat of the moment to, by mistake, make the same trade that you opened with when you think you're closing. In other words, if you buy at £2 to open a trade, and then you plan to go in and close the trade, and you buy at £2, you haven't closed the trade. You'd have to have sold to close the trade. So it would be possible to keep on adding to your position, which is what you would have done in this example. So in other words, you start out with £2 buying, and then you buy a further £2, so you now have a £4 buy trade that's open. So in order to close that now, you'd have to sell at £4. I hope that makes sense. Let me give you another example. Let's say you open a trade by selling at sell at £1, and you plan to close your trade, and you go in and by mistake you sell at £1 thinking you're closing, but you haven't, because your opening trade was a sell trade. So to close this trade, you must buy. So if you sell to open a trade and then you go back in and you sell again by mistake, you've now doubled your exposure. You haven't closed the trade. All right, so that, again, it's really important because in the heat of the moment, when you're going in to close a trade, it is possible, by mistake, to click on the wrong button. So really concentrate when you're going in to close a trade that you're doing the right thing. Okay, and if your spread betting platform has a demo account, this is one of the ways of familiarizing yourself with what you're doing. Okay, so, excuse me, please be aware of that, because the last thing you want to do is double your position by mistake when you think you're closing a trade. Okay, so I hope this has all made sense. Hopefully if you followed along with the figures on the screen, you will have understood it, but please do not do any spread betting until you do understand all these figures and how the maths works, because it's fundamental to spread betting. And if you sort of go in blind without fully understanding this, you're going to very quickly land yourself in deep water. Okay, I hope you found this useful, and thank you very much for listening.